Chicago, it's Who's Kind of Town.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Chinese President Hu Jintao leaves Washington and heads to Chicago today as the focus of his visit shifts to the business community. We'll speak with a top Treasury Department official about the trip. That's coming up. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is down 10 points right now at 11,814. The Nasdaq down about 0.6%. The S&P 500 down about 0.25%. The government said this morning that the number of first-time filers for unemployment benefits dropped last week by 37,000 to 404,000. The total number of Americans on unemployment is now 9.6 million. Now let's get to President Hu's visit to Chicago. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She's with us live from the Windy City. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
So why is President Hu going to Chicago?
Well, the city has longstanding, particularly Mayor Daley, longstanding relationships with China, heading many trade missions from Chicago to China. And we also have a lot of business ties with the Chinese Investment Corp and Chinese companies as a conduit into the Midwest through the Chicago entryway.
Are there specific things that the Chinese are after there in the Midwest?
Absolutely. There's a high-speed rail that there's been some federal appropriations for, and the Chinese have been very competitive in high-speed rail, trying to garner much of that business, and they've been very aggressively trying to bid for that high-speed rail business. We've also seen many Chinese companies buying up distressed auto assets as the automakers were going through their troubles because, in fact, they're very interested in the auto industry and gaining that technology.
All right. What do you think U.S. companies are looking to get out of this visit by the Chinese?
Well, you know, we're going to sell them a lot of planes, and certainly we'd like to see some more open trade. We also have strong exports to China, which are very important. But at the end of the day, we really want to see some movement in the peg on the dollar, some appreciation of the yuan to make the U.S. even more competitive. And frankly, the Chinese need to do that in order to cool off inflationary pressures, which are really building in China today.
All right. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's get another take now from one of the top U.S. government officials involved in the Chinese president's visit to the United States. Lael Brainard is the Undersecretary for International Finance at the Treasury Department, and she's with us now from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. So you're one of the government officials that's working on the currency issue. A lot of people think China needs to let its currency increase in value. The Chinese have been reluctant to do that because of the possible effect it would have on growth. How have you been bringing that issue up with Chinese officials during this visit, if at all?
Well, this has been the critical issue that we have been working with China on very consistently. The value of their exchange rate matters to us here because it affects the ability of Americans to export. And, of course, exports are critical to job creation. We've seen a lot of progress, not enough. The president was very clear that he wants to see more.
So no announcement expected, at least in the next coming days, you don't think?
The economic agenda for the visit went across the exchange rate issue as well as intellectual property protection and just doing business level playing field issues for American companies. So the exchange rate was a piece of it, very important as we work to strengthen job growth and the recovery.
All right. Let me ask you one more thing. There was news today that China's growth rate was 10% last year. A lot of people are worried about a bubble there. Do you think the Chinese economy is overheating?
Well, Jeremy, let me just flip that around. Why should that matter for the U.S.? They are our fastest-growing export market, as the president made very clear. It is going to be so important to us. Our exports to China grew twice as fast as any other market. In just the last 10 years alone, they weren't even in the top 10 export destinations for U.S. manufacturers 10 years ago. Now they're our number three market. So their fast rate of growth means export opportunities for us, which is why the president was so determined to seize those for American workers.
All right. So no argument there. Well, Lael Brainard, Undersecretary for International Finance at the Treasury Department, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to four loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. and by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Walmart is expected to announce a plan today to cut the fat, as in trans fats, as well as the salt and sugar in the food it sells under its own brands. The company also wants to cut the price of fruits and vegetables over the coming years. While we're on the subject of food, we'll ask, where's the beef? And the answer is apparently not at Arby's. The chairman of the Wendy's Arby's group said this morning he's considering selling Arby's and putting the focus on Wendy's. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has the greasy details.
During the recession, most of us ate out less, and we went to the cheaper chains. Arby's sandwiches can cost $5 or more. Arby's was also hurt by the high unemployment rate among its top customers, young men. Sarah Senator is a restaurant analyst at Sanford Bernstein. She says the only way for fast food chains to grow now is to steal customers from competitors or expand internationally in fast-growing markets like China. Senator says that would be difficult for Arby's.
Roast beef is probably a very, very much a typically American kind of sandwich, and it may not resonate as well.
The seafood chain Long John Silver's faces a similar dilemma, as does A&W Brands, whose official name is All American Food. Earlier this week, the parent company, Yum Brands, announced those chains are also up for sale, so it can concentrate on global expansion of its Pizza Hut and KFC brands. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, Forbes has come out with a list of the most affluent neighborhoods in America. The winner, Westlake, Texas, right outside of Dallas. It has a population of about 700, including a few CEOs, some professional athletes, and the Jonas Brothers. The median household income there, $250,000. But Westlake is not without its problems. The town recently had to introduce a property tax to make ends meet. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
If I told you that the more people play games online with friends, the closer we get to fixing the global economy, would you believe me?
That ability to organize large groups of people where everybody gets to contribute their skill, their strength, is really important as we start to tackle planetary scale problems.
I'm a trustworthy guy, I promise. I'm Kai Rizdahl, playing games, solving problems, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.